Hello there. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 159. This week, we dive into another smattering of great local music. Same as it ever was, but always refreshingly different. I want to start off by thanking Megan and Jacob from To Go Records and Nashville Show To Go for coming in and talking to me on the previous episode. I'm really excited to hear what they're working on for their next release and extremely happy to have Show To Go as a calendar resource. Before we dive in, a quick reminder that this show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network fueled by Nashville hosts. We actually just announced a brand new show, and instead of me telling you about it, I'ma let the host tell you about it.
Think about your closest friend. Maybe you know where she works, but do you know what she does all day?
I've learned to be a little bit ballsier, you know.
Do you know her job title? Do you know what she studied in school?
For me to get grants and funding, I have to be the creme de la creme, so I have to say, okay. I have a PhD in this shit.
Turns out, I didn't. So, I made a podcast to find out. Welcome to Ladyland. I'm your host, Kim Baldwin. This is a conversation with women from all walks of life and different backgrounds.
Yeah, I just want people to be more at home in their bodies and know that everybody is sexy and sexy doesn't have to be serious.
It's funny at times, serious at times, but always honest. This is Ladyland. Season 1 coming summer 2019. Download and subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. Find us on ladyland.show and on Instagram at ladyland_podcast. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'm really excited for Ladyland and the interviews that come with it. I've heard several of them before their release, and they are absolutely insightful, enlightening, and fun. The first episode will be released on Tuesday, August 27th, so go ahead and subscribe now. It's on all the things. Just like all of the We Own This Town shows, it's on all the things. Spotify, Apple Music, Overcast, Google Play, blah, 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 all those. We can be found at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Give us a follow and keep up with all the new releases from the network. I also try to post about various events and releases from my feed. Watch my stories. I mean, that's what you do now, right? Stories are better than the feed. Isn't that true of all the social networks? Bear with me just for one more moment. I know I've been talking a lot, but if you're listening to this on the day it's released, on Saturday, this weekend, August 24th, 25th, 2019, is insanely packed with events. I just want to take a quick moment to run through just a little bit. Brown Bag Hip Hop Festival at the Cobra, Defy Film Festival happening at Studio 615, Circuit Benders Ball at Little Harpeth Brewery, Sweet by Sweet Time Fest at Dark Matter, Deep Tropics Festival at Bicentennial Mall, Threat Fest in Smyrna, and tons of local shows, just individual shows at all the venues. It's a lot. It's overwhelming, but it's in such a good way. I'm so happy that we have all that going on. It's well worth making note of. Okay, this episode I did a terrible thing and I ended up with 8 songs to share. I just couldn't stop finding new things to go with and I had to force myself to just pause. I'll keep my chatter to a minimum between songs as I've clearly talked enough here at the top. So here we go.
Oh,
Okay, that was Ian Ferguson with State of Gold off of State of Gold. That was released back in late July, but was somewhat new to me. Ferguson used to play in that band, the Kingston Springs, but took it upon himself to record an album entirely by himself. Entirely. Playing all of the instruments, doing all of the recording, all of the mixing. There's a great interview up on the Nashville Scene with Ferguson where he talks about the writing and recording process. It was a trial by fire for sure, but it absolutely turned out great. This song exhibits influences from a wide range. It's steeped in 70s psychedelia, some laid-back alt-country, some garage rock, a dash of shoegaze. I mean, the whole thing is certainly a rock record, but it's not predictably straight ahead. It's well worth a full listen. I promise to keep things brief here, so I will keep things brief. Next up. Okay, that's Michelle Sullivan and the All Night Boys with the track Weird, all caps. I'm seeing this written up as the debut single from the band, but if you recall, back in December of 2018, we actually heard the tracks Little Pink Room and Psychopharmacology, also marked as part of this project. I'm a little confused, but you know what? Marketing plans change. It's been over 6 months. Why not move things around when you need to? This track is a great bit of solid, unadulterated pop rock. Any song that can work in a hook around I'm Too Fucking Weird is an A+ in my book. I don't know when the full record comes out, but I've got my ears peeled and I'm looking forward to it. Michelle Sullivan and the All Night Boys. There's also a video that goes with that song. Look it up on the YouTube. All right, here we go with more. We'll be right back.
When you said hello, were you just playing subtle trickery? And days have passed by the number, and yet still nothing. So I walked over to the overpass. I swear, just looking at the faces that melt into the sea. These passing tides, I just give them their own meaning. So would you please just remember my name?
Final Frontier from Chico off of their latest release, and God help me pronounce this, Amphidromic Expectations. Not only can I not say it, I've no idea what it is. Fortunately, we have the internet. An amphidromic point is also called a tidal node. It's a geographic location which has zero tidal amplitude for one harmonic constituent of the tide. If you comprehended that, congratulations. I really like where this track goes over time. It's a fun little meandering ditty at first, and then it expands into this big riff, and then it kind of retracts and decomposes slowly. I mean, you heard it. You know what it does. It's almost like a low tide going into a high tide, going back into a low tide, right? Amphidromic, indeed. I'm really enjoying Chico and happy that they keep putting things out in the world, even if I have the worst time pronouncing exactly what it is. All right, let's switch it up a little bit. Thank you. Styrofoam Winos with Grass is Growing off of Winos at Home! Exclamation point. I've been meaning to play something from this outfit for a while, just haven't worked it in. I have a hard time articulating what it is about this band that is so appealing, but the trio is largely crafting songs around improvised parts and that telepathic communication between band members that comes with it. Because of that, it's not completely polished. There's no denying the DIY nature of it, but it's still got that something compelling going on. I'd love to see this live and watch them build a song from scratch. I highly recommend checking out the full record. It's linked on the episode detail page for the show. Very interesting. All right, let's keep switching it up. Reflection from Taylor Narain off of the new album 88. We don't generally dabble into music like this, soulful, experimental, a bit psychedelic. Narain's vocals are dreamy and the beat is fascinating. There's a sound quality to it that feels almost underwater at times, but it's not underproduced. It's certainly intentional. The entire record has the same vibe and it's a great re-listen album, as each track has lots of little bits to pick up on out of the beats and just listen to the lyrics that are steering the whole thing. I have zero background information on Narain, but I'm going to keep paying attention to this from now on. It's very interesting, and I'm very pleased to say that's from Nashville. All right, here we go.
My head in rotation, natural. thought perfection. I'm losing direction.
Was the newest single from Brasco entitled Vertigo. We played another single from Brasco back on volume 144 and have heard plenty of compliments from the likes of Lance Konzett and Joni about Brasco's contributions to the pop scene. While I don't consider myself a pop expert by any means, I can't help but really enjoy this song. If I were out somewhere and this came on, I'd be like, where am I? What is this song? And then I'd start doing a little dance in my chair, and my girlfriend would put her hand on my arm and tell me to stop making a fool of myself. And she'd be right. The last three singles from Brasco all share the same cover art, so I have to assume they are part of an eventual collection of songs that one might call an album. But it doesn't really matter. It's 2019. No one cares about that. This song should help finish your summer properly. Just put it on repeat. Drive around, enjoy the hot days before the massive rainfalls start and the winter sets in. Thanks, Brasco. All right, here we go.
I remember the year when I knew who I'd marry. I remember when I finally had a piece to myself. Oh, let me live, at least for now.
right. That was Heaven Can Wait from American Roommates. I've no idea how I came across this band, but I think it was a random occurrence on Instagram, and I've been patiently waiting for this to be released, as they've been doing a really great job of hyping its release over the last few weeks. It did not disappoint. I love the vibrato in the vocals and the absolutely fascinating warbly guitar part, not to mention the actual explosive energy of the whole thing. Quite frankly, I may have buried the lead on this episode by putting this number 7 out of 8, but if you made it this far into the episode, you are welcome, because that was great, and we all know it. The full album, Moves, comes out August 31st, and they'll be playing at the High Watt to celebrate. Mark that calendar. If you are listening to this at some point in the future, like if it's 2020 and you're going back and listening to a bunch of We Own This Town music episodes, they've already played the show, but the album still exists. Go listen to Moves. It contains the track Heaven Can Wait. All right, last track. A little dose of shoegaze from Your Gaze with the song Flower Beds off their latest release In Gloom. There's kind of a bit of a goth vibe to the vocal presentation, which you don't always hear in shoegaze, and there really are tons of layers of music buried underneath those guitars. There's even a twinkly little keyboard if you listen just right. I'm a fan of what Your Gaze is up to, and I've been following along for a while, and In Gloom is a quality piece of the genre. If you're into shoegaze, check out In Gloom from Your Gaze. It's getting some good press too, so other people feel the same. I am not alone. All right, that was it. I feel like I really rushed through those interstitials between songs, but you know what? This show is not about the weird crap that I say in between songs. It's about the music, and there's so much great music. I can't believe that I had to stop at 8 songs and could have kept going. It's such a good problem. I love it. I am so happy that the Nashville scene is just churning things out in this way. Anyway, that's it. Hit us up at We Own This Town on the old social networks. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The music bed for this show is from Upright T-Rex Music. You can find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Please at me on Twitter or Instagram. Just DM me something to say, hey, check out this song. I want to play it. I might expand this show into a 2-hour block because there's enough music. And clearly I have the speed to just race through the reviews and the background. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the listening. I'll talk at you next time. Bye.